Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Kerry, it's John Williams. How are you again, my friend?
Hey, John, how are you today? Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for doing what you do. Peck Ritchie's your law firm. I'll give the phone number here in a second. But the last time we were on, we were talking about scams. I get them on my phone all the time. Text messages, email, and phone calls saying, hey, do this or do that, and we'll help you out. Or you've got money to claim. Or there's a bill you need to pay. And most of us know to brush them off. Although they're getting more and more sophisticated with that, aren't they, Kerry?
Well, John, they really are getting more and more sophisticated. And we're finding that these scammers are, you know, changing their approach. They're coming up with creative ideas. They're causing fear in people. They create a sense of urgency. They have criminals pose as government employees. They threaten to arrest or prosecute the victim unless they promptly agree to wire money. And as we discussed before, the grandparents scam, middle of the night calls. Yeah. Hi, Grandma, Johnny, I need money to get out of jail. So these scammers are just criminals, and everybody needs to know it.
I never heard of the grandparent scam or the grandparent call before, and then we got calls in text about it the other day. I just wanted to share with you some more text messages that we didn't get to, and you can comment on these. Hey, John, my mother-in-law got a call. The voice says, hey, Grandma. And the mother-in-law said, Carly. And then the voice says, yeah, I was driving home and the car died. And the mother, you know, so they're going to ask for some money. And the mother-in-law said, you were driving? Because, and then the person tells me, John, Carly, who they're pretending to be, has Down syndrome and doesn't drive. So the mother-in-law calls somebody else and says, this is confusing. But the mother-in-law says, how did they get the name Carly? And the texter says, Grandma, when the voice said Grandma, you said Carly. Is that you? And now they've got that name. So you just have to be so careful about what you say and what information you give them, even as you answer the phone. Listen to this. I have a neighbor who lost more than $80,000 in the grandchild scheme over 4 or 5 months. I don't know how it would go on for 4 or 5 months, Kerry.
Well, I think probably what happens is that they come up with completely fraudulent claims that perhaps the prosecutor has changed his or her mind and is going to charge additional crimes. And if the victim pays for the damage to the car or something of that nature, they'll overlook the drunk driving charge, things like that. That's how it goes on and on.
John, my father-in-law got the same call. He went to Walmart, and the customer service person tried to talk him out of it, telling him it was a scam, but he wouldn't take her advice to go home and call. And some of the people are telling me, listen to this, John, you keep saying wired, but my father was scammed and tricked into going to CVS and buying a gift card and providing the details over the phone. Wow, that's inventive.
Yeah, of course, gift cards are like cash. And you don't want to go out and buy a gift card and then call back the scammer and give them the numbers because they, in essence, can redeem the gift card. The end of the day, you know, when somebody calls you or reaches out to you on the computer or attempts to get money from you, stop and think and call a friend, call the police to find out if this is real, because they want you to act quickly and they don't want you to consult anyone else. They don't want you to call the police, least of all. So it's really a circumstance in which we need to encourage, you know, your listeners kind of stop and take stock of what's going on. What are you being asked to do? And certainly today, older adults are being asked on the computer to engage with an interested romantic partner on a website. And here in Chicago, what we've seen. You'll recall that the tragic shooting and death of Officer Ella French, Chicago police officer, during a traffic stop. Here in Chicago, we're seeing the sudden proliferation of GoFundMe pages for the family and expenses of Officer Ella French. Multiple GoFundMe pages, which of course says contribute money for the good cause relative to the death of Officer French, but they're fraudulent. This is just extraordinary what these scammers are doing in the way of creative, horrific, horrible thinking.
Kerry Peck, the attorney from Peck Ritchie, the law firm in town that deals with elder law, is on a phone line. Listen to this. Elaine had a contribution. Hey, Elaine, you're on WGN Radio on line one. What's your thought, Elaine?
Greetings. I have two grandchildren, and they were in and out of children's care centers a lot. And we came up with a secret word, and if somebody called and if the kids called and they gave me the secret word, I'd say, okay, that person can go, you know. But if somebody called me and said, oh, Mom, you know, I'm in jail or whatever, I'd say, what's the secret word? And they click right off. They just don't answer. But if they do, my grandson does, or my granddaughter would call. If there's something pressing, they say the secret word, and I know they're in trouble or that this is a fake call.
Elaine, thanks for the phone call. How about that, Kerry? Not a bad idea, huh?
I think it's really good thinking. I want to commend Elaine for creative thinking to protect her and her family.
It's too bad she needs that, though. It's too bad a family has to have that. But here's another text. It says, John, both my parents and my aunt and uncle have gotten the grandparent call. None so far have fallen for it. Kerry, where have I been? I didn't know this was a thing and that it was as rampant as it is.
John, my mother's gotten multiple calls like this. She's up in age and fortunately, you know, mentally capable, and she's received a number of these types of phone calls. So it happens to everyone. Just be aware. Don't jump to give your money away, even if you think you're taking steps to protect your family. It's almost always a scam.
630 texted in, Kerry, to say, I put a note next to my dad's phone that reads, it's a scam. Call Lisa first. I guess that's the takeaway today, Kerry, as it was last time, and it will be the next time we talk about this. If you talk to your parents about what their estate plan is or what medications they should take on Tuesday, you should also talk to them about what are you going to do when somebody tries to online or on the phone rip you off. You got to be proactive, don't you?
You absolutely have to be proactive. John, I would call this have the talk with your parents or your grandparents. Let them know that there are people that want to get into their wallet and are prepared to do and say absolutely anything, ranging from, as you suggest, via computer, telephone, or even come door to door and tell you, your roof has bad shingles. We're in the neighborhood. We want to check your water. We've had concerns about a gas leak. They want to get into your house. They want one person coming in the front door, one person coming in the back door.
Right,
and the one
right.
you don't see gets into your bedroom and steals your jewelry and whatever cash you have. So there are old line scams like that one, and there are new line scams on computers and telephone. Be aware. Don't jump to please a total stranger.
Kerry Peck is with Peck Ritchie, the law firm. If you have elder law issues from estates to stuff like this, you can call them. 312-201-0900. 312 here in Chicago, 201-0900. Peck Ritchie's the law firm. I'll talk to you again, Kerry. Thanks for the heads up on all of that.
Thanks, John. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye
you
now.
Too. Thanks, John. But that's the world.